Today's daf is Beta Daf Chavches. We are holding up the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chavches Amud Aleph. Today the Gemara is going to talk about the Mishnah, and the Gemara at the beginning is going to talk about Uvda Dechol issues when it comes to meat, including weighing meat and other things about doing things with meat. We're going to talk about weighing meat against each other, weighing against against other meat, meaning weighing one piece of meat against another piece of meat on Yantif, and weighing one piece of meat of Kachim versus another piece of meat. And then the next Mishnah in the middle of the page is going to talk about sharpening knives with both metal and wood sharpeners on Yantif, and if you use a sharpener to sharpen a knife or use a sharpener to clean a knife, when it's mutter, when it's aser. Then on the bottom we're going to start getting into the topic of machshirei ochel nefesh, machlokas, whether not only ochel nefesh can be done on Yantif, that's clear in the psukim, but whether machshirei ochel nefesh. And the Gemara is going to tell two stories on the top of them days about people sharpening knives but not being honest about what they were doing, because they held halacha ve'ein morin kein, that even though they were allowed to be mekel, they shouldn't publicize that psak. And then the Gemara is going to get into very briefly the discussion about asking a chacham to paskin on a knife on Yantif, because it used to be that the shochet would always show the knife to a chacham to make sure that there were no pegimus on the knife. And then toward the end of the amud, after we get back into machshirei ochel nefesh for a little bit longer, the Gemara is going to go back to the muksa status of a used shvud, of a used spit. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about how to buy a specific value of meat. Let's say you don't want a specific size, you just want to spend X amount of dollars. How could you do that on Yantif, when on Yantif you're not allowed to mention any dollar amount? So let us begin at the Mishnah on the top of Chavches Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda Omer Shokolad and Basar Keneged HaKli O Keneged HaKofetz. If a person wants to weigh out meat, the butcher wants to weigh the meat that he's giving you, so you can weigh the meat against a kli or against a kofetz, a cleaver or something like that. But he's not allowed to weigh it against actual normal weights. Meaning, if you use actual normal weights, that would be considered uvda d'chol. That would be considered a weekday activity. But when you use a kli or a kofetz, which is like a meat cleaver, that's considered to be a shinoi. And any time you do something with a shinoi, it's not going to be considered uvda d'chol. So he's going to be allowed to do that on Yom Tov. But v'cham omrim ein mashkichen bechaf moznayim kol ikra. The Chum say no, he should not be involved with using any scale whatsoever. A scale is off limits on Yantif, and therefore even if he's weighing something in an unconventional way, it's still problematic. One is not allowed to use a scale at all. The Rashba writes in his Chidushim that it could be that it's only a problem of weighing something if you buy from a tabach, from a butcher, or if Shutfin decide to divide amongst themselves, that's when it's going to be uvda d'chol. But a person wants to weigh something in his house because he's cooking something and he needs a certain weight for a recipe, he needs a certain amount of food for a recipe, he says it could be that such a thing is mutter. He says, and it sounds that way from the Yerushalmi, but the Rashba says from the Bavli it sounds not that way, even though from the Mishnah it can go either way, and the Yerushalmi sounds like it's mutter to weigh things for the sake of ingredients just to figure out how to cook something. From the Bavli it sounds that it's aser even for Yachid B'toch Beso, because we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that halacha is like Shmuel, that a woman is not allowed to measure out the flour to know how much to put into her dough. And that's an issue of measuring. The issue of measuring is the same issue as the issue of weighing on Yantiv. So if it's aser to measure out the flour, so l'chara would be aser to weigh it out as well, to weigh out an ingredient as well. But the Rashba is not sure. Maybe we paskin like Rav, who is matir a woman to measure out the flour. And if that were the case, then it would be mutter for weighing as well. So the Beis Yosef discusses the Rashba at length, and he rejects the Raya of the Rashba, and he says that even Rav was only matir in order to be able to figure out how much to do for Afrashas Challah, in order to be able to figure out what Yechiv is for Afrashas Challah, but Stam, to measure a way for a recipe, that the Rashba was not, was not Mekel with. So even if you would be Mekel over there, you would not necessarily be Mekel over here. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim raises the issue on the Rashba, and those who would discuss this whole issue of whether you're allowed to weigh something in your house. He says the Gemara is about to tell us that you're not even allowed to use a scale to protect the meat. If you want the meat just on the scale so that achbarim can't get to it, so that mice can't get to it, you're not allowed to put it on the scale. So what's the discussion even to talk about whether you could weigh something in the house, meaning whether that maybe is not an uvdu d'chol or whatever. You're not even allowed to use the scale at all, even just to protect it. So l'chara, it would be kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to weigh something in your house. That's the discussion the Bir Halacha has. Now, within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who allows weighing keneged akliyo, keneged akofitz, there's a machlokas in the Achronim. What type of situation that's talking about? When Rabbi Yehuda allows using a kli to weigh your meat, is that talking about where you know exactly how much the kli weighs, and that's how you're weighing it out? Meaning you know that you have a knife that weighs exactly 1 pound. So you want to weigh out 1 pound of meat, so you use the knife on one side and use the meat on the other. So some explain that no, it's only if you don't know how much it weighs. If you know how much it weighs, then it's just like using a weight, and that's not of the that would be of the dechal. And other achronim say no, you're even allowed to use a kli that you know the exact weight. So it turned out enough kamina even according to the chachamim, because if you say like the first way, then the chum would ask even by a kli that you're eino yodeh mishkala. The chum would ask even by a kli where you don't know the weight. According to the second way, that Rabbi Yehuda is only machmir according to the second way of understanding that it's mutter even if you do know the weight according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that when the Chacham are Machmir, they're only Machmir if you know how much it weighs, but then they would be Mekil if you don't know how much it weighs. That's a discussion in the Achronim, how to understand our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my kol ikr. What do the Chacham mean when they say, don't use the weight, kol ikr, don't use the scale at all? I mean, we already said, you know, the Chacham could just say that you're not supposed to weigh, keneged akliyo, keneged akofitz, even if you're not using weights and using other kelim, you're not supposed to do it. What's kol ikr? Not at all. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, afil the shamro min achbarin. Like we just alluded to, even if you're only using it to protect against achbarim, that achbarim shouldn't be able to get to the meat, even then, if it's just so that mice shouldn't be able to get to the meat and you're trying to protect it, you shouldn't put it on the scale. Amar Avidi Baravin, v'hu detalya bitarita. That's only if the scale is hanging on the ring, that where the two sides are balanced against each other, but if the scale's not hanging, you just put it up on a scale that's on the floor or something, that's going to be okay. V'amr Rav Yudom Rishmuel, tabach uman asu lishkal basar biyad. Rav Yudom Rishmuel says that if you have a professional butcher, he's not allowed to weigh things by hand. Sometimes a professional butcher, he's so used to the weights of meat that he can hold something in one hand and another piece in the other hand, even without using a scale, and he's sensitive to know how much it weighs. So with Tabuch Uman, since he does that all the time, that's also considered Uvda Dechol, and therefore he's not allowed to do it. V'amar Rav Yudom Rishmuel, Rav Yudom Rishmuel says a third statement, Tabuch Uman Asur Lishkol Basar B'mayim, a professional butcher is also not allowed to weigh things through water displacement, meaning he would have a kli of water with lines on the side of the kli to show how much water there is, and when you drop some meat in, so then you see how big the meat is, the volume of the meat, based on how much the water goes up. V'am Rav Chiya Barashi, Asur Lasos Beis Yad B'Basar. Rav Chiya Barashi says, another thing you're not allowed to do with meat, is that you're not allowed to make a handle in the meat. They would cut out or carve out a little piece of the meat, so you could hold the large chunk of meat by holding on to that little area of the meat that they carved out. So you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Am Ravina Ubiyada Shari. But Ravina says, you're allowed to do it by hand. You're just not allowed to do it. You're just not allowed to do it with a knife or with a kli to carve out the meat, to carve out a handle of the meat. But if you want to do it by hand, that's perfectly permissible. The Rambam holds that the reason for this isser is because it's nira ka'osa kli. It looks like you're making a kli when you use a knife to carve out a handle in the meat. So the meat has now become like a kli. You made a kli in the meat itself. So it sounds like there's an isser of asiyas kli by ochlin, that by food there's such a concept that there's binyan, that you're building or you're making a kli even when it comes to food. So based on that, the Debret Siner writes in his Shuvas in Ber Moshe in Chelches and Kuflam and Gimel that a person shouldn't make different suros and different shapes of in their foods and cakes and things like that on Yantiv. That even if you're gonna bake a cake on Yantiv, but it shouldn't be whatever, an Elmo cake or whatever, something that has a clear tsura where you're trying to make it in a certain shape. He says when you braid challah, okay, that's just the way you normally make challah. That's not considered a specific shape. He says that's not for a specific tzura that you're looking for. So he says, what's the difference? So the elmo cake was a bad example. He says nafkamina would be you're not allowed to make something, meaning challah is also a braided shape, or if you make small circles, that's also a shape. Everything you do is some shape. So he says, no, the isser is when it has some utility, that you make a certain shape so that you can use it for something. It is now usable as so like by the meat, they carve out a thing, so it's a handle. So now you could hold the meat. But if it's just for decoration, then it looks nicer, but it has no utility, there's nothing that you can then use it for, that would not be a problem. That's how the Debrezina writes in the Tshuva, which Rosh Shlomo Zalman is Koran Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, seeming to assume not that way. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Perek Yud Aleph in Ha'arim Mem Beis raises the question, how are you allowed to bake challah on Yantif if after all you braid the challah? Isn't that a problem? Even though you're not so makbid on the exact shape of the braid, but nevertheless it still should be a violation of bona ba'ochlim, as we see from our Gemara that there is some such a thing as bona ba'ochlim. So he says it could be that it's only something that Rosh Shlomo Zalman suggests, maybe it's only something that you do liyamim harbe, something that you would keep that way for a long time and is not going to soon get eaten. That's where Chazal Aser Mishum Bona, but something that's not Miskayim for many, many days would not be a violation of Bona. Again, that's against the Debrezina. Debrezina assumes that the Geder is whenever there's something that, some utility that you have with the shape. It's not about how long it's going to last for. But you have to say something. Whichever way you understand it, from our Gemara, it emerges that there is such a concept of Binyan by Ochlin. Amravuna Mutulasa Simin Bebasar. Rav Huna says you're allowed to make a simen on your meat in order to be able to identify which pieces of meat are yours. Rabbi Rav Huna used to cut his meat in a triangular shape so that when he would send his meat home, everyone would know that was his simen. They would know that it's his meat. Rabbi Chia of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shoklin Mita Kenegan Mana Kenegan Mana Biyom Tov. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi would weigh out one piece of meat against another on Yantif in order to determine that they're splitting things fairly. They always wanted to divide it up fairly amongst each other. So, Kiman, the Lok Rabbi Yehuda, the Lok Rabbanan. So, says Gemara, wait a second. That's against Rabbi Yehuda and it's against the Rabbanan. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda, who's more makel in our Mishnah, says if you want to weigh something out, you could weigh Kineged HaKofetz, Kineged HaKli. You could weigh a piece of meat and put a Kli on the other side. But to take a piece of meat and put another piece of meat on the other side of the scale, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't allow that. Ik Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shokol Adam Basar Kineged HaKli or Kineged HaKofetz, Kineged HaKli in, Kineged Midi Achrini Lo. You could put a Kli on the other side of the scale, but you can't put other things on the other side of the scale. And Ik Rabbanan, if you want to assume like the Rabbanan, Hamri Ein Meshkichim Bechaf Mazayim Kol Iker, the conversation doesn't even start according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, you're not even allowed to use a scale for anything, even to protect from Achbarim. You're not allowed to use a scale, let alone to weigh meat against other meat. So what were Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bereb be doing when they were weighing meat against each other? They were going against both opinions in the Mishnah. So it says, well, yeah, Inu David Rabbi Yeshua, they went like a third sheet that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. They followed the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Titania Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shokhtin Mana Keneged Mana Biyamtov. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat in Yamtov. Amrav Yosef Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, Holu Tnan Bechoros Kavasei. That we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, since in the Mishnah in Bechoros, we learn like Rabbi Yeshua. So even though in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is not quoted at all, but in the Mishnah in Bechoros, it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua that weighing one piece of meat against another piece of meat is okay. As Rashi fills us in, the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit more about this Mishnah, but Rashi fills us in. The Asu Lishkol Limcha Bechor Balmum Sheshachtu Kohen Belitra Sholalasus Meisu Chol Bekachim Dibizayinu. Just like we have this concept of Uvda Dechol on Yom Tov, when you have Basar Kachim, you're also not allowed to do very mundane things with Basar Kachim, because that's considered a bizayon to the Kachim meat. So if you have a Bechor, an animal that has Kedushas Bechor, that became a Balmum, so you're not allowed to weigh it in the normal way, because that's considered bizayon Kachim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah Bechorah says that you're allowed to weigh mana keneged mana. You're allowed to weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat to know how much the Bechor meat weighs. Yeah, and apparently, that's not considered a bizayon Kachim. So if it's not considered a bizayon Kachim, on yantif, it shouldn't be considered uvda dechal. Meaning the bizayin kachim is mundane activities with the meat would be the definition of bizayin kachim. So mundane activities with on yantif is considered uvda dechal. The tanan, like the Mishnah says, psulim k'dasha anas in the haglish v'shoklin mana keneged mana v'bechar. You're allowed to weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat by a bechar. So you see that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua. So I'm Abaye says back, no, v'dumalohi. How do you know to relate the halachos of what's called bizayin kachim to what's called of the dechal? They seem to have totally different gedarim. Ad kal no kam Rabbi Yeshua hacha el delaka bizayin kachim. Avol hasam dika bizayin kachim lo. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only allows weighing meat against other meat on yantif because the only issue is an of the dechal issue, but it's not a bizayin kachim issue. So he says, yeah, you could do that because we're not dealing with kachim meat, so it's not in any way bizayin to kachim. But maybe by the case of Bukharis, Rabbi Yeshua would disagree, and Rabbi Yeshua would say, you're not allowed to weigh kachim meat against other meat because that would be considered a bizayin for kachim. Or maybe even the Mishnah Bukharos, where it says you're allowed to weigh kachim meat against other meat, that's because that's not considered a bizayin kachim. But maybe to do it on Yantav would be considered of the dechal. I mean, it's just one long way of saying that the Gedarim are totally different. The way we define what's considered mundane for to make it of the dechal may be totally different than the way we define what's considered mundane to consider something bizayin kachim. Of the dechal to begin with is a very difficult concept to be magdir. The poskim don't really have a very good geder for uvda d'chol. What's called a weekday activity? What makes something a weekday activity versus a Shabbos activity? So Rav Avadia Yosef suggests in the tshuva that maybe a weekday activity is anything that the way it would typically be done in a normal manner would involve a malacha. So even though you can do it without a malacha, if the typical way it would be done in the normal manner would be with a malacha, that would make it of the dechal. But then he rejects that possibility. He doesn't like it in the end, because Rav Avadia holds la halacha. He holds that brushing teeth on Shabbos is not a violation of memareach or schito or any of the other issues. It's only of the dechal. So what he's essentially saying is the way you brush your teeth normally involves zero malachos, totally against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds it involves a million malachos, but it involves zero malachos. But still, to do it is of the dechal. It's a weekday activity. Well, what makes it a weekday activity? So Elamai, the geder must be something else. It can't be that the way you normally do it involves malacha. He holds it involves no malacha, but still it's a weekday activity. That's the issue. And nafkamina is when something is only an of the dechol issue. So if you do it in a Shabbistic way, so then it's not of the dechol anymore. So that's where Avadia holds. If you buy a special Shabbos toothbrush, then all of a sudden all your problems are solved. You're allowed to brush your teeth normally on Shabbos because it's no longer of the dechol. The Gemara talks about that using a brush to brush an animal. That if you have a special Shabbos brush, then it would take away the issue of the dechal. So I think the Chazanish writes that of the dechal has no definition. It's up to the Chacham Bechol Davradar to figure out what's considered a weekday activity and what's not considered a weekday activity. There is no clear geder of the dechal. So to say that bizayin kachim, so the Gemara is just saying, Abaye says bizayin kachim of the dechal may be entirely different concepts and they may have entirely different gedarim. So the Gemara just says parenthetically, we had mentioned how did we come up with this discussion about weighing meat against other meat, because we said it was a mice of two great rabbis who used to do this on Yom Tov, right? We said Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi were shokel mana keneged mana. So Gemara says lemeimer the kapti adadi, where Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi so makbid on each other that they would make sure that everything had to be split exactly evenly, that everything was always fair. They would never be mevater. You know, you can get a little extra this time, and I'm sure we'll figure it out. Some, you know, ultimately things will even out. Were they really so makbid on each other? We know that we know these characters. It wasn't they were not so makbid on each other. Rebbe's household once had seven fish to divide up, and Rebbe fed both Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, both of his children, he would feed. Rabbi Chia ended up with five of them ended up by Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe had no problem with that. He was totally fine with Rabbi Chia taking five out of the seven. That's not an even split for Rabbi Chia to get five out of the seven. So apparently they weren't so makbar on each other. So why on Yantif are they going to be shokel mana keneged mana? Just split it however it looks like it's a decent, reasonably even split. They should have been fine with that. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, you're right. The story must have been off over here. It could not have been Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi and Rabbi Chia. Rather, Shadi Gav Rabbi Nayu. You have to add another person into the story. E Rabbi Chia of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. Either it was Rabbi Chia dividing with Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi u Bar Kaparo. Or is Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi and Bar Kaparo? But it could not have been Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi and Rabbi Chia, because they would never have been so makbid on each other. Now, apparently, Rabbi Chia took the fish without Rabbi knowing it, because if he took it with Rabbi's knowledge, meaning these fish belong to Rabbi, so if he took it with Rabbi's knowledge, then Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a right to be makbid, because it was Rabbi's fish, right? Rabbi was the one, he's the one that owned the seven fish. He happened to support both of them, both Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi. So there wouldn't have even been makom for Rabbi Shimon to be makbid if Rabbi would have known about it. So must be that Rabbi did not know about it. So this is a ha'ara the Shach has in Choshen Mishpat Simshin Nun Ches. He says, from here we see a raya against the Shita of Tosfos and Bava Metzia. He says, from here we see that a person is allowed to take Mishal Chaveru below Rishuso. You're allowed to take something that belongs to somebody else without his permission if you know for sure he's not Makbid. If you know that he doesn't care at all and that it's totally fine with him. They knew that Rabbi wasn't Makbid about anything, so it was fine to go take if you know for sure that the other party is not going to be Makbid. The Rishonim, Tosfos Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, says otherwise, that if a person gives food to his friend from something that doesn't belong to him, let's say Ruvain gives Shimon food, but the food was really Levi's food, and he knows that Levi is totally fine. Levi is always mochel, he has no problems with it, so the Baal Yatos say it's usher for Shimon to eat such food, because the halacha is like Abaye, that Yeyush Shalom Idas is not Yeyush, and even though, so that's, it's Levi having Yeyush Shalom Idas on the food, so it's not considered Yeyush, and even though it's Nichola, even though it'll turn out that he'll be happy about it when he finds out about it, still it doesn't, it may Karalov and Nichola. He never could have approved, because he didn't know in advance that his food is being given away, so it's no good. So the Shach is Cholik, and he says Yeyush Lamidas is different, because even right now he's not Messiahish, he's only Messiahish because he doesn't know where it is, so it's be Suras Liyadeh, as opposed to over here, in the case where the Rishonim were talking about, you're allowed to eat below Rishuso, because the person knows exactly where it is, and he'd be very, very happy to give it away. So he'd be perfectly happy to give away the food. So there's a discussion in the poskim. You walk into Rav Zilberstein has a case. So a guy comes into a Beis Medrash on a boiling hot day in Eretz Yisrael, and he's schwitzing, and he sees that there's a cold soft drink out there on the table. So he says to the fellow who's sitting right in front of the soft drink, can I have some? He says, look, it's not mine. Belongs to my chavrusa. He brings it here so that he can give it to other people. He loves sharing. He's always sharing. It would give him so much ana to know that you got some. But the other guy's not there to give it to you. It belongs to you. He's not there to give it to you. Are you allowed to take it? So according to the Shach, yes. According to the Baal Yatosos, no. And the Shach's Raya is from our Gemara, that here he took from Rabbi Shimon, because he knew that Rabbi Shimon wasn't going to be Makbid. So Rabbi Chia was able to take five out of the seven, because he knew that Rabbi Shimon was not going to be Makbid. Rabbi Zilberstein just points out in Chashuk Echemer that maybe it could be Mechalik, that the story over here, Maseches Beitza, the fish didn't belong to Rabbi Shimon, they belonged to Rabbi, and Rabbi took them for his children, and if Rabbi Chia took five, so that's not that he took from Rabbi Shimon, nor is it that he took from Rabbi, because Rabbi doesn't care how much each of them take. Rabbi just brings in the food and lets them figure it out. So the only hakpada would be from Rabbi Shimon, but the fish didn't belong to Rabbi Shimon. So that's as opposed to in the case where you come in and you take the soda, so the soda belongs to this fellow who's not there, and he's the one who would be makbid. If the person who would be makbid is not the owner of it, so then there's less room to assume that it would be problematic. So maybe it's not the greatest raya from our Gemara, says Rav Zilberstein, but he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that it's usher to take something shel chaveru lo reshuso, even if you know that he's going to be very happy because he loves you so much and he's so happy to provide, still you're not allowed to take without das habayil. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins. Sounds more like the Baal Yatosfos against the opinion of the Shach. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein mashchizin es hasakin b'yom tov, aval masi al gabi chavirta. One is not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov by using a sharpener, by actually sharpening the knife on something that's used to sharpen knives, but to rub the two knives against each other to sharpen them, that's perfectly permissible. So the Rishonim asked one fundamental question in this Mishnah, and that is, what is this Mishnah doing here? The next Mishnah is going to be, Lo yomar adam l'tavach shchali b'din arbasar, that you're not allowed to tell the butcher to weigh out for me a dinar of worth of meat. So which goes back to the discussion that we had in the previous Mishnah of buying meat from a butcher. So why are we talking about sharpening knives in middle of two Mishnayos, in between two Mishnayos, about buying meat from a butcher? So the Rashba writes that the previous Mishnah dealt with a chabura that comes to divide up the behema when it's still alive, where they're not allowed to decide, okay, I'll take $100 worth of this animal, you take $50 worth of the animal, you take $30 worth of the animal. That's what it was about. So the Tana then says, okay, that was about while the animal was still alive. So now we're just going along in the process. Now you got to shecht the animal. Part of shechting the animal is having a knife that's perfectly sharp. So we talk about hashchaz asakin. And then after you shecht the animal, now you have cuts of meat. So the next Mishnah is going to talk about what do you do with cuts of meat? If you want to buy a cut of meat and you don't want to mention the price of how much you're paying for the cut of meat, how do you express to the butcher exactly what you want to pay? So that's the Seder HaDvarim. It's Seder HaDvarim in terms of what happens from when the animal's alive until when it's cut up in different pieces. That's how the Rashba understands. The Shita Mekubetzes is not satisfied with the Rashba's answer because he says, then why is the din of Hashchaz HaSakin after the din of weighing the meat? Shechita comes before the Chalukas HaBasar, before the weighing of the meat. Meaning we had a Mishnah in between with the Mishnah that we just did on the top of Chav Ches Amnal about the weighing of the meat. That would be out of order. So Shita Mekubetzes says that the Seder Mishnayos is as follows. First we go through the Isurim that are Shaykh with the Lokeach and the Mocher, a Nimnin ala Behema, and then we talk about the Isurim that are Shaykh to the Mocher alone, Ein Mashkichin Bekaf Mazayin, Ein Mashkizin Es Hasakin, that's only about the Mocher, and then the Isurim that are Shaykh only to the Lokeach. Lo Yomar Adam Shakali Basar Bedinar. That's the Lokeach speaking over there, and that's how it will continue at Sofa Perek all the way until the end of the Berg. It's only about, not all the way, it's another Daf. That's about the cases of the Lokeach. So it's we focus on the people, not on the process. The way the Rashba understands is that the Mishnah is in the order of the process. The way the Shulchan Aruch understands is that it's in the order of people. First we talk about things that are Shaykh to both the Mocher and the Lokeach, then things that are Shaykh just to the Mocher, then just to the Lokeach. Good, so says the Gemara. Am Rav Huna. So Rav Huna writes, Rav Huna says, Lo shanu el mashchezes shel even. It's only usher if you're going to use a mashchezes shel even. You can use a sharpener that's made of stone. Av mashchezes shel eitz mutter. But if the item that you sharpen your knife on is made of wood, that's mutter. Amr vidum rashmul, hadam shel even usher, lo amr el chadida, av lahavir shamnunisa mutter. When we say you're not allowed to use a stone sharpener, that's only if you're really trying to sharpen it. But if you're just trying to remove the fat from the surface of the knife, and the best way to do it is by scraping it against the sharpener, so that's mutter. Which makes it sound like if you're going to use a wooden sharpener, then you're even allowed to actually sharpen it, not just to clean off the surface of the knife. Others have this comment on the seifa, that b'shaleitz mutter, that when we say that it's mutter to use a wooden sharpener, that's what Amar Avdim Rishmol Hadam b'shaleitz mutter lo amar elo lahavir sham nunisa avlchad da'aser, that even when you're using a wooden sharpener, it's only mutter if you're trying to clean off the knife, but it's not mutter to sharpen the knife, even on a wooden sharpener, machal de b'shal even, afil lahavir sham nisa aser, which would imply that using a stone sharpener is always aser, whatever you plan on doing with it. So big nafkamina is between the first lashon and the second lashon. Can you use a wooden sharpener to sharpen, and can you use a stone sharpener to clean? Right, according to both lashonos, a stone sharpener cannot be used to sharpen, and a wood sharpener can be used to clean. But the wooden sharpener to sharpen and a stone sharpener to clean are subject to machlokas. is between these two lashonos in the Gemara. So which lashon would you paskin like? So the Rashba writes, even though there some we generally paskin like lishna basra over here, the halachas like lishna kama, because that even according to the Chum, the Isra is only b'shaleven, but the Isra b'shaleven is only to sharpen it, but to clean it off is mutter, and b'shaleit you're allowed to even sharpen it, because since this is not dealing with the malacha daraisa, the whole issue is only midrabanan. So says Rashba, sveka drabanan lekula. You have two lashonos, so generally you go like the second lashon, but over here it's a suffik drabanan, so sveka drabanan lekula. That's how the Rashba writes. Shittim Kubet says, again, not so convinced. He says, Allah is like lishna basra over here, that even b'shal eitz, it's going to be usher to sharpen it. You're only allowed to use b'shal eitz to be mavr shamnunis, to clean off the knife. And b'shal ever, you're not allowed to use for anything. And he says, the raya is from the maisa the Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to tell us a maisa on the top of Amud Beis, that Rabbi Nechem Yosor Rava, being mavir sakino, sharpening his knife on the lip of a basket, on the edge of a basket. The basket is made out of eitz. And the Gemara is going to say that he was using it to sharpen it because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that apparently you need to hold like Rabbi Yehuda in order to say that you're allowed to sharpen using eitz. But he held halacha vein morinkin, so he didn't want to tell anybody what he was doing. But it sounds like according to the Chachamim, even b'shal eitz, it's going to be aser, like the Lishna Basra. So Shidim Gvetza says, that story is going to be a raya to the Lishna Basra. The Ritva points out, we're going to have a second story on Amud Beis that seems that it's a raya to the Lishna Kama, though. So the Shidim Gvetza sounds convincing until you actually see what it says in Amud Beis, because there are two stories on Amud Beis. So one may sound like a raya to the Lishna Kama, the other sounds like a raya to the Lishna Basra. We'll see it in a moment. Ika de Basra Masnisin, some have this whole discussion directly on the Mishnah, without any Amora making a chilik between Evan and Eitz. Simply, Ein Mashchizin as a Sakan B'Yomtov. The Mishnah says you don't sharpen knives on Yomtov. And Amar Ravid Omer Shmuel, directly on that, Lo Shanu El Chadda, Avalav Hashem Nisa Mutter, that you're only not allowed to sharpen, but to remove the fat from the knife is Mutter, making no chilik whatsoever between a wooden and a stone sharpener. Mechalda Al-Gabi Chavirta Afil Chadda Nami Mutter. The implication is simply that to sharpen one against the other, one knife against the other, is even with the intention to sharpen it is Mutter. Vika demasna seifa, but some say it on the seifa of the Mishnah. Avu Masiyal Gabi Chavirta, where the Mishnah says you're allowed to rub one knife against the other, that's where Rav Ravidom Rishmo Loshanu Lahavisham Nisa Avil Chadda Aser. Rubbing one knife against the other is only Mutter if you plan on trying to clean it off, but if you're trying to sharpen it, it's Aser. Michal de Mashchez is Afil Lavisham Nisa Aser, which would imply that using a sharpener even just to clean it off would be Aser. So Mantana de Mashchez is Aser. Who's the one that holds that you're not allowed to use a sharpener? Amrav Chisa de Lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Ein Ben Yomtov the Shabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, because or the Tanan rather. The Mishnah says that there's no difference between Yomtov and Shabbos in terms of what malachos we're allowed to do on Yantiv and what we're allowed to do on Shabbos, other than Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov and is Aser on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda, Matir Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows doing malachos even then that are just preparatory for food preparation, for making food. So sharpening a knife is something that you need to do in order to, it's a preparatory work that you need to do in order to make food. So Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're allowed to sharpen a knife even with a sharpener. Amalei Rav Le Rav Chisa, Darshinu Mishimcha, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav said to Rav Chisa, can we darshan in your name that you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei Yeirua de Kol Kiani Mili Malios and Tidushin Mishmai. He says, ah, such beautiful, wonderful teaching should always be said in my name. So essentially, yes, you can say in my name that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Amrav Nechem Yabrid Rav Yosef, Avakim Nechemed Rav. So Rav Nechem Yabrid Rav Yosef says, I was once by Rav, Vavakam Ma'avil Sakina Apuma Didikula. Here's story number one, the story that we referred to before. He was rubbing the knife against the edge of a basket. So I asked him, are you sharpening your knife or are you cleaning off your knife? So Rava said, I'm just cleaning it off, I'm not sharpening it. He was a bad liar. I was able to tell right away, it was very clear that he was really sharpening it. He was not just trying to clean it off. But he happened to hold that this is one example of where we say the halacha is a certain way, but ain marin kain, you're not allowed to publicly give such a psak. So even though the halacha is really that you're allowed to do it, he didn't want to say that you're allowed to do it. He held that ain marin kain. Remember, this was the raya of the Shita Mekubetzes that we paskin like the Lishna Basra, because here it was on wood, and nevertheless he held that it's only because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that he was allowed to sharpen on wood, but if you hold like the Rabbanan, you would not be allowed to sharpen on wood. This was the Raya Shidim Gwetzes. But now let's look at the next story. Vamar Abaye, Havakimna Kameh Demar. Abaye says, I was once in front of Mar, in front of Rabbi, Vavakoma Avar Sakina Asfasa Derechaya. And he was rubbing the knife, he was against the edge of the mill. Now, what's a mill made out of? That's stone. That is not made out of wood. And I said to him, are you trying to sharpen it, or are you just trying to clean it off? And he said, I'm just trying to clean it. I'm just trying to clean it off. But I saw that he was lying, that it's not true. He was clearly trying to sharpen it. But he did the right thing by telling me that he was trying to clean it off, because he held that it's halacha vein marin kein. Now, wait a second. This is talking about using stone, and it's halacha vein marin kein. So says the Ritva, what do you see from here? That even using stone is subject to the machlokas. To sharpen on stone is subject to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which would make it sound like shel eitz is mutter l'kolei alma. To use wood to sharpen the knife is going to be mutter according to everybody. So it sounds like the more lenient of the two lashonos. So just like you have one story that implies like one lashon, you have another story that implies like the other lashon. So it's not necessarily the greatest raya one way or the other. This concept of halacha ve'in marnkin in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Tav Kuf Tes that if a person comes to ask what the halacha is about machshir yochel nefesh, you don't say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ve'in marnkin. Halacha ve'in marnkin means you don't tell somebody halacha ve'in marnkin. You have to say halacha kechacham, even if it's a yachin. Meaning Rashi on ein marnkin says ein marn l'rabim kain. Don't publicize such a psak. So you would think that if someone asks you privately, you could say, listen, the halacha is really this way, but ein marnim kain. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav, no, you can't do that, because over here was an individual that saw another individual. So he asked him on a one-on-one basis, what's that, you know, why are you doing this? And they still lied. They didn't say halacha vein marun kein. They said the halacha is like the more machmir opinion. So you see that you're not even allowed to paskin to a yachid, even though Rashi uses the lashon of ein morin l'rabim kein, that must be labdafka, that even to a yachid you're not allowed to be mora kein. One is not allowed to pass in that way. There's an interesting question over here. The Mlo'a Roim raises over here. Rashi says that why is it halacha vein morin kein, so that people should not be mezalzel even in machshirin that are efshar lasos me'erev yantov. I mean, if you have machshir yochel nefesh, you can only do on yantiv, and you're going to be mekel. So people will come to be mekel even with machshirin that you could have done before yantiv. So the Mlo'a Ram says, according to the Shita of Rashi previously on Chaf Gimel and Beis Legabet Seda, that even Malachos of Ochel Nefesh are Aser if you could have done those Malachos on Erev Yom Tov. So why don't we make a Gezerah that every Malach of Ochel Nefesh should be Aser, because you might come to do it on Erev Yom Tov, meaning the same thing we're doing over here. We're saying that if you're Machshiri Ochel Nefesh are really Mutter, but the reason we're Machmir is because you might come to do even Machshiri that you could have done before Yom Tov. Why don't you say the same thing by actual Ochel Nefesh, that Ochel Nefesh is really mutter, but we should make it nisid rabbanan that you can't do ochel nefesh because you might come to do ochel nefesh that you could have done before yantav. That's the kasha of the Mlo'a Rum. So he says that based on the Taz in Yerdeh Simul Kufta Zayin, the Taz writes a famous chiddush. Taz says the rabbanan have the right to make yisurim drabbanan, but they're limited in their rights. The Rabbanan are not allowed to make something Aser if there's a Beferish of Pasuk in the Torah that it's Mutter. If something says Beferish in the Torah that it's Mutter, the Rabbanan do not have the right to say that such a thing is Aser. That's beyond the rights of the rabbis to be Machmiran. So it says Beferish in the Torah, Ach asher ye'echol chol nefesh ulevado ye'aseh lechem. It says Beferish in the Torah that ochol nefesh is Mutter. So even though in a chinami, the same logic why they're Machmir on Machshirei ochol nefesh on Yantiv should give them room to make a chumra midrabanan to not allow even ochel nefesh on yantif, but they don't have the right to make a chumra midrabanan against ochel nefesh since it's beferish in the Torah that way. That's how the Taz explains why mila bishmini is mila bismano is mutra on Shabbos. Why didn't the rabbanan make a gezeira shema yavirenu? They should make a gezeira. It's beferish in the Torah that it's docha Shabbos, so they didn't have the right to make a gezeira that you're not allowed to do mila on Shabbos. The Taz has this in several places. Okay, so say Bailu, the Gemara raises a shayla. Ma laharusakim lechacham b'yamtov. Are you allowed to show the knife to a chacham to paskin on yamtov? So Rav Mari Breder of business shari Rabban Nasri machlokas. The Rav Yosef amr tamal chacham rola atzma mashil la'achirim. Rav Yosef says the tamal chacham could paskin on his own knife and then lend that knife out to other people. It's just that so the butcher is not allowed to show the knife to a chacham. This was always the assumption that you'd always show it to a chacham. Magen Mishnah writes that there are two reasons for it. That first of all, it's a derech kavod to the chacham to show that you trust him more than you trust anybody else. So you show it to the chacham. And aside from derech kavod, Magen Mishnah writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shechita that it's to check a knife requires a tremendous amount of concentration, and the chacham typically is trained to concentrate, so he'll be able to have the ability to concentrate properly to be able to make sure. See, as the Magen Mishnah says, it's ma'isim b'chol yom. A person could check a knife, not feel any pegima, check it a second later and feel a pegima. What happened the first time? He wasn't focused enough. It requires a tremendous amount of focus. So that's why we dafka give it to the chacham. The chacham is going to be able to focus better. The Rush says in the first parak of Chulin that nowadays this is not a halacha anymore. They have to show the knife to a chacham, because it used to be the shochet was also the butcher. So the guy who was selling the meat was also the one who was shechting the meat. It was all the same guy. So you needed to give it to somebody else to paskin on the knife. But nowadays we hire shochtim who this is what they do. They're tamidei chachamim who know every last halacha of shechita, and this is what they're not the ones selling the meat. They're just the shochtim. That's their specialty. So they know how to check the knife. The shochtim still do it. I once went to visit a shechita place and they started giving me their knives. I don't know what to do with it. So, but the shochtim know what they're doing, but they know a lot better than the rabbis how to check a knife. But they still do it b'derech kavod to either to embarrass the rabbi or to show b'derech kavod of what you're supposed to do. Okay, so there are different understandings in Rishonim also as to what the issue might be. Why wouldn't the chacham be allowed to look at the knife? So Rashi writes because it's the butcher going to show the knife to a chacham is a very public display that he's shechting animals in Yantiv, and it looks like he wants to go sell animals in the market, so it's maisachol. It's like an uvdu dechol. The Rif says, no, it's a gezeirah chacham, that because he wants to show the knife to the chacham, he might go outside the tchum shams, he might leave the tchum in order to show the knife to the chacham. Balmar writes a third reason, that it's like paskening on a bechar, that it looks like the chacham is being misake the knife, because he can't use it for shechita until the chacham paskens on it. So it's like an isra of tikkun, and the Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph. The Rambam writes that it's a gezera that if it's a sak and pagum, and the chacham says it's asur lishchot, so it's a gezera. The shochet is then going to go and sharpen it. So it's a gezera mishum sharpening. Vam Rav is for four different reasons, and Rav Yosef said, but the chacham's allowed to do it for himself. You got to plug in the four reasons why Rav Yosef holds that all of them make sense. Why Rav Yosef holds the chacham's allowed to do it for himself. Va'ani mili hu deposka. I'm sorry. Vam Rav Yosef sakin sha'amdar. Rav Yosef also says if a sakin becomes dull, mutal lechadda b'yamtiv, you're allowed to sharpen it on yamtiv. Vani miliu de paska agavduchka, but that's only that if it's still usable, you could still cut with it. It's just harder. But if it's absolutely useless, then you're not allowed to sharpen it. Darish Rav Chista v'itim Rav Yosef echad sakin shenifkum avechad shvut shenirtzam vechad grifas taner v'kirayim b'yamtiv banan machlok shabidu rabbanan. Gives several examples of machshirei ochel nefesh, a sakin that becomes pagum, a shvud, a spit that becomes dull at the end. So all of these things, to fix them is a question of machshirei ochel nefesh, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Tosfos says a couple of deos of what the issue is with the Tanur v'kirayim, that the Rish says that when you sweep out the Tanur v'kirayim, you're mashve gumos, you even out the floor. But Tosfos doesn't like that, because then it's not like the others. The others are all about tikkun clean, not about being mashve gumos. So he says no, it's a brand new Tanur and you need to clean out whatever dirt is still on the bottom of the tanur before you use it. So it's like tikkun kli. So where do we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? The Tanya, we have a brisa. Ein ben yom tov the Shabbos ochel nefesh bilvad. That the only difference in yom tov and Shabbos is ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says even machshirei ochel nefesh are mutter. My time in Tanakama. Why is Tanakama machmir not to do machshirei ochel nefesh? Amar kravu hulavado yeh aselachem. Hu velo machshirav, that only ochel nefesh is mutter, not machshirav. Rabbi Yehuda amar kral lachem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to emphasize the word lachem. Lachem lechol tzarcheichem, whatever you need to do. V'tanakama l'ksiv lachem. What does the Tanakama do with the word lachem? Amar lecha, hu lachem velo lenachrim. He uses lachem to teach me that you're allowed to do ochel nefesh for yourself, but not for goyim, like we learned in the dafim over yantif. You're not allowed to have goy at your yantif meal. You're not allowed to invite a goy on yantif because you're not allowed to cook for him. Vidach nami oksiv hu, but what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word hu? So amar lecha oksiv hu oksiv lachem. He says, look, we have the word hu, which sounds like it's very limiting, and we have lachem, which sounds like it's very expansive. V'lokasha kan b'makshirin shev shalasos me'er v'yamtov kan makshirin shev shalasos me'er v'yamtov. And the difference is whether we're talking which kind of makshirin we're talking about. If you could have done them from erev yantiv, you're not allowed to do them on yantiv. If you could not have done it on erev yantiv, you are allowed to do it on yantiv. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel shvut shenir tzav. Also, the sakna biyantif, a bent spit, you're not allowed to fix on yantif. So pshita, of course not. Lotzricha davkav nemafshe biyada. Even if you could just bend it with your hands back to being straight, still it's aser. Vamar vidur mashmuel shvut shetzal bo basar also taltu biyantif. If you use the spit, you already roasted meat with it. You're not allowed to be metaltal on yantif. Ravada barava amar of malkio shomto manicho bekeren zavis. Ravada barava says in the name of malkio, you are allowed to move it kila achar yad and just put it off in a corner somewhere. Amar of chibrashi. But that's only if there's a kazayis basar on it. Ravina amrafel b'sheinel of basar mutar l'taltlo mididava kotz berishus rabim. He says, no, even if there's no meat on it, it's dangerous. You're going to leave the sharp spit of meat lying around. No, you got to get rid of it. So you're allowed to be metaltel kalachar yad. Amrav chinna breid raviko shvud shvachos v'gumos Rav Malkiyo. There are two amaroim. One's Rav Malkiyo, one's Rav Malkiya. The way to remember who says what is that shvud shvachos v'gumos, the halachos of shvud, which is our halacha, shvachos and gumos. Rashi fills us in. We don't have time right now, but those two other halachos were said by Rav Malkiyo. Baloris, Efer Makla, Ugevina, Rav Malkiyo. The three halachos of Baloris, Efer Makla, and Gevina are all Rav Malkiyo. Rav Papa, Amr Masnisa, Masnisa, Rav Malkiyo, Shmaitz, Rav Malkiyo. Any comment on a Mishnah or a Brice is Rav Malkiyo. A comment on an Amora is Rav Malkiyo. V'simanayich, Masnisa, Malchusan. The way to remember it is Masnisa, Malchusan. My Binay, what's the difference between the two Lashonos? Ika Binay, Shvachos. Which category Shvachos belongs in? Okay, Baz Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Oh, yeah.